This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, and welcome again to Saffron Honey Chai. Now today, we're fully and thoroughly in summer. Fully, thoroughly, heavily in summer. And many of you are bored and don't know what to do. You've gone to every club. You've had every block party. You did your 4th of July fireworks and barbecues. You're listless. You're bored. And it's illegal to open a fire hydrant these days. So what can you do to beat the heat, to have fun? Now, I'm going to touch your hand when I say this, but you need to go to your local library. Yes, yes, yes. Your local library. Now, you might say, but my local library, don't I have to sit down and be quiet? Not on the first floor or on certain non-quiet levels. Your local library is not only a cool and refreshing place to hang out, literally, as in with the AC, but it also filled with resources for you and your family. Now, typically, libraries are just places for mothers, nannies, and babies to hang out, as well as the elderly population. But you too can make the library a fun place for you. Go read. Pick up any book and read. Oh, but the library near me doesn't have any of the books I like. Let me put you on to something right now. Let me tell you about the magic of an interlibrary loan. So you've read every single issue of a manga that was very popular in the 90s, and now you can't find the last volume of Fushigi Yugi anywhere. You can't find it. It's missing, and you're not willing to buy it. I understand. And pirating feels unfair. I get it. I don't. It's online for free. But I get it. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the circulation counter or go talk to whatever librarian is available and say, is it possible for me to get this book? Do they have it anywhere else? And you will see, not only do they have it somewhere else, they have it a lot of somewhere else's. And they are willing to ship it to you. Not to you, to the library. And then you can borrow it in the library. Now, some places, they're a little, you can only borrow it in the library. But others, they'll let you take it home as long as you bring it back. Oh, but Venus, I've had fines on my library card since I was like 10 years old, and I'm afraid my librarian's gonna like pull out a gun on me. That's not gonna happen. If your fines are older than 5 years old, congratulations, you're forgiven, and you didn't even have to pray about it. Go in the library, get your new library card, and go check out some books, or CDs, or DVDs, or a sewing machine. Sometimes your library does have sewing machines. Even if it doesn't have sewing machines strictly, they have a variety of classes for you. Recently, the library near me had an embroidery class. It was very fun. It was very cute. I did hurt myself a few times because I'm not really good with needlework, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy it, and I got to talk to some fun new people. Now you might say, oh, I don't like reading. I'm not interested in reading. I'd rather hear a book. And I don't know if they have audiobooks. They have some books on CD, which might be a little hard for you. But the library does have computers that have access to the CD reader. However, every library in this country has some access to Libby or Hoopla, which both give you access to audiobooks online. And, you know, quick rant break. The New York Public Library has their own separate app called Simply that is not edited, but lets you hold up to 7 books. And when I say edited, I mean updated. New York Public Library, update that app. I don't want to only have 3 books on hold maximum if I'm on Hoopla or Libby. I miss having 7 books at a time to go through. Please get whatever dev you need. I know we've had budget cuts. I know. I understand. But I see you guys doing really well on your donations. Get somebody in the lab right now. Anyway, you can get your audiobooks whenever you want, very easily, very simply. They're all available for Play Store, App Store, whatever random app that your phone wants to make happen. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Samsung Store. It's not going to happen. Please just stay in your lane. Anyway, you have a lot of options for engaging with things that you don't even know. And maybe there's something specific that you want to get into and you're like, oh, I don't have the expertise, I don't have the skills, I don't know what's a Google search. Your librarian is a professional weaponized nerd. If there's anything that you need or want to know any single iota about, if they don't know it, they will damn sure find out how to find out. I once went to my library and it was not in like a neighborhood that would know it. I didn't go near FIT library to ask this question. I was like, what do you know about 18th century fashion for women? And she got so excited. She was like, well, okay, you stay right there. I'm going to go check the system and we're going to see what we have. And then she directed me to a wall where she had some things that sort of matched what I wanted. And she frantically ran back to the desk and searched a search I've never seen before that wasn't in a cartoon. Her fingers were flying across that keyboard. And in the end, I had 5 reasonable, reliable books that I could use to research the topic I was looking into. And I could just tell it made her day. She was like, wow. You know, all day long, just being asked about picture books. It's great to help children, but people also want to talk to adults. I know you've had times where you've had to speak to children all day. And it's just been, you ever had a dream where you, and I stepped on a bug and now my sock is wet. And it's just nonsense. It's just nonsense. So being able to talk to a coherent fellow adult human being is just, it's like rain from heaven for them. So please be their coherent human being adult that has a valid and valuable question that can make them think and get them a little bit excited. Because I don't know how to tell you this, it's a little scary out there. People are not reading. They're not even reading the tweets they're replying to right now. So they're reading a tweet and they're saying, wow, so you think we should piss on the poor? No one wants to pee on poor people. Don't read into that. Don't say that. Please read things from start to finish. So I think we need a little more practice on that. I think we all need a little more practice on reading. And even if you don't want to read, I will take it if you throw on a DVD or go check out the online catalog for whatever program they have, because they also have video online, like free Netflix. So jump on there, watch some movies. And as usual, oh, my library doesn't have interlibrary loan. Talk to the lady. She's going to get you whatever you want. Your vintage Sailor Moon, iRobot, whatever director's cut you want. If it's in a library anywhere in the world, she's going to get it for you. She's going to get it for you. She's a professional. She had to get a specialized master's degree just to be there. She knows what she doesn't even know. And she's going to help you know too. So please, please, please go in there, take a class, do whatever, because we all need a fun, free place to hang out. The coffee shops aren't doing it. We only have Starbucks that's available like till 9. And even then, I don't always want to be in a Starbucks. I don't like every Starbucks music. I don't always like the way they treat their employees. I'd rather work at a library, you know, go take my laptop, do my work there, hang out. We need to turn the library into like the intellectual club where you can go there with your computer, with your friends, hang out, sit on the patio, because right now the library, if you're lucky, opens at 10, closes at 5 or 7. And 7 is if you're really, really lucky. But in order for libraries to function effectively, they need us in there. We need to be in there the way our parents and aunties were in the club during the first recession. You need to be in that library with all your friends. Step through the thing because it counts you as you enter, like ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo. And then everybody gets a library card that day. Everybody gets a library card. That's the most valuable card you're ever going to have. Everybody gets a library card and they go and they use it for anything. Take out a book, bring it back the next day. You don't have to bring it back to the same library. You can drop it off at any library that's in the same system. Now, in New York City, we have 3 libraries. We have the New York Public Library, which is for Manhattan and the Bronx. We have the Queens Public Library, which is, it's obviously Queens. And we have the Brooklyn Public, Library, which is just for Brooklyn, typically. But you, as a New York City resident, are allowed to have cards for all 3 libraries. So whatever New York Public Library doesn't have, Brooklyn might have, Queens might have. So you can use it all. They have language learning applications. I know for New York Public Library and maybe Brooklyn, they have Mango languages. So for free, you get something like Rosetta Stone-esque and you can learn languages for free. Queens Library has, I don't even want to say what it is, but it's pretty good. They have a language learning app there as well. And a number of other accesses to online learning applications. LinkedIn Learning, I think, also comes with the New York Public Library. So please, sign up for stuff. Get that library card so you can do things. And, okay. I wasn't able to sell you on the library. You're not interested. You don't want to hang out places where it's quiet. You don't want to walk around in a library. I get it. But if you have a library card in New York City, you also are a Culture Pass holder. And Culture Pass gets you free access once a year to any number of New York City's art galleries, museums, and public institutions, so on and so forth. As long as it's listed on the Culture Pass site, you have full access to it. And if you get one pass once a year for one library card, then you have three. You have 3 passes 3 times a year to each different institution. I don't know. You might really like the Guggenheim. You might want to do 3 months in a row for some reason. I don't know. I don't understand. That 4:30 to 5:30 window might be hard for you to catch. I get it. Get that library card so you can get in there and have fun. So you do your drinks and mimosas, and then you go to a museum. Now, the museum is a little different than the library because sometimes it's a little more interactive, and they have a store there. Maybe you like to buy stuff. Some people like to buy stuff. I understand. They have nice jewelry in museums. And a lot of them have rooftop bars nearby. So do what you have to do. Enjoy. Figure it out. But make use of your local library and see what they have. Because the more we can use the library, the more we can get out of the library. A few years ago, you were even able to get free Wi-Fi for your home from the library. Now, unfortunately, that program has since ended. But in the future, who knows what wonders may lay within. So please take the time, go out and do it. And since I have you here, the few of you that are interested in your nearby local library, would you like to join a summer reading challenge? Would you like to do a little summer book club with me? Now, by the time this actually goes up, we might not have that much of summer left, but we will have at least until September. So I would like to invite you to read 5 to 10 books with me. I'm going to tell you what I'm reading, but you can read whatever you want. Comics, manga, children's books, adult books, textbooks, whatever, what have you. Harry Potter, you can read whatever you want, but just join me in reading. The average American reads like what? 1 book a decade? After they're no longer forced to read in high school? Yeah. I would like to increase those metrics at least a little bit. Because if you read 5 books in a year, you're unfortunately in the top 5 percentile of American readers. So if we get those 5 books in the summer, audiobooks do count, of course. then we can slowly but surely bring that number up and support our local library doing so. So please join me in this challenge where we actually read the books from the library. If you buy a book outside, I'm sorry, you're not part of the challenge. You have to get it from a library, either audiobook or ebook or what have you. It has to come from a library. I'm so sorry. Anyway, thank you so much for taking the time to listen, especially if you're not interested in libraries. If you made it this far and you're not interested at all, I mean, kudos to you. Thank you for the summit fever, because I wouldn't watch it if I wasn't interested. But thank you so much. And you guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in. Like, comment, subscribe. You know the deal. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.